Few musicians anywhere work as hard or cover as wide a variety of material as the members of military bands. The bands are expected to perform a wide variety of ceremonial and community outreach functions for both military and civilian audiences. Each branch of the service has its own musicians, and once a year, local audiences get an opportunity to hear them all together in the annual combined military band concert. Each year, a different conductor is given the task of pulling all that sound together, and this year, Marine Chief Warrant Officer 3 Brian Sherlock will do the honors. The concert's tomorrow in downtown Honolulu. Final rehearsals are underway, and Brian's with us by phone. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Chris. Pleasure to talk to you again. It's really nice that you're having me on the show.
You keeping busy?
Well, you know, in fact, I'm sitting in the lobby right now of the historic Hawaii Theater as we get ready for our final dress rehearsal for this concert that happens tomorrow night.
How many musicians have you had to corral for this thing?
Well, we won't have all of them on stage at any one time, but I think we're looking at about 60 total. I tell you, it's a concert that has to be seen as much as heard. As you mentioned, you get musicians in their full dress uniforms from all the services, all on stage together, and it's quite a sight as well as a great sound.
You know, I know that the folks in your band, the Marine Forces Pacific Band, are well attuned to you up there conducting the band. You know, you work with them all the time, but now you're introducing a great many new musicians, merging them with your folks. Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly right. Well, and they're also going to have at least 4 different conductors as well. So, you know, music is the international language. We managed to fit it together really well. But the really special thing about military musicians is that we all kind of, if we don't know each other personally, we know of each other. It's a really, really small world. Mm-hmm. And many of us have crossed paths in the past. Many of us know each other from the Armed Forces School of Music as well. Well, a lot of times this concert is as fun for us as it will be for the audience. It's like a big family reunion for us.
Well, you know, Brian, you talk about the world of the military musician, and I'm not sure too many people in the civilian side really understand what that's like. But it starts, as it did for you, with a great deal of schooling, right?
Well, that's exactly right. So, as I mentioned, there's one Armed Forces school for music, and regardless of the service, once a person is recruited and has attended their basic training, we all kind of pass through that great institution at some time or another, many times for some of us.
Mm-hmm. And that you might be recruited, say, if you were played trumpet in high school, and you might arrange through, an audition process to become a military musician?
Oh, that's exactly correct. Yes, it's a lot like symphony musicians. We have to go through an audition process. The big difference being, of course, we also have to go to basic training and learn to carry a weapon and fight and use that weapon as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the day-to-day business of a military musician is music, and you know, each of the service bands here on Oahu, they have a different mission. But as you mentioned in the intro, there it ultimately is about community outreach. There's a ceremonial portion as well. But, again, the great thing about this concert is it's an opportunity for all of us to show our appreciation to the community here.
Sure.
And really present a bang-up concert for anybody that's wanting to come out and hear something special.
Well, the demands that are placed on your musicians, Brian, involve maybe playing at a marching band environment, to a symphony concert, maybe even in the same day, yeah?
No, that's exactly right. In fact, I think we've got several folks that are going to be running in last minute for this rehearsal that are about out doing other ceremonial duties. So it's, you know, you have to wear many hats, so to speak. You've got to be very versatile, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. You've got how many over at in your Marine Forces Pacific Band? You've got, about 60 people?
Actually, I have 50. We're at Kaneohe Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We've got folks representing the 25th Infantry Division from Schofield Barracks. I think there's about 35 up there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got folks from the Pearl Harbor Band, the Navy Band over at Pearl Harbor. They've got about 30 or 35. We've got folks from the Air Force Band over at Hickam. I think they're about 15, so the smallest of the bands on island. Mm-hmm. And we've got friends from the Hawaii National Guard Band as well that are joining us for this. And they've got about 40, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
So ordinarily, as you alluded to earlier, Brian, you'd be playing in parallel to each other, right? You'd be doing different events on the same day. So it really isn't, what is it, just once a year that you get to get together with your colleagues?
Oh, absolutely. Once a year, and it's really special to us. I think it should be really special for the audience. Like you say, we've all got different missions. You know, we're all busy. Believe it or not, that many bands on one island, but because of our commands, there's quite a different mission for each band.
Mm-hmm.
This one week a year, we're able to, carve out time from our schedules and put this together in a relatively short period of time. You know, you've got some of the best musicians from each of these bands. It really is. It's going to be the best concert this weekend.
What kind of music do you pick for a show like this, Brian?
Well, this was the first time. So this is our 32nd annual event here. But the first time, to my knowledge, we're going to actually open up the concert with a good old-fashioned big band. So Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, all that kind of stuff. So kind of with a nod to the 75th anniversary of the U.S. entrance into World War II.
Mm-hmm.
That jazz band is just kicking. It's going to be outstanding. That'll be the first half of the concert. And the second half of the concert, we'll go back to a more traditional symphonic setting, where you're going to hear some patriotic music, some film music, some music that'll really tug at your heartstrings as well.
And that's with that's probably with your largest ensemble, I would think.
Yes, correct. So that group's got about 55 in it right now. So
mm-hmm.
It's just right for the music that we've chosen. It's full depth in all the sections, great musicians from top to bottom.
There's nothing like the sound of that many musicians, and I've heard it, as you know, the sound of that many musicians on stage, you know, kind of all on the same page. It's got to be exciting for you as a conductor, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of those great opportunities. Yeah, you wave your hands and the sound that comes back at you is just, it's the reason we joined this whole profession to begin with, you know?
I bet. Well, thanks very much. It sounds like an exciting show, and I wish you luck with it. Good to talk to you, Brian.
Well, just so everybody's clear, it's the Hawaii Theater, 6:30 tomorrow evening. It's open to the public. It's free. There are tickets available. Ticket holders will get first choice at seats, but anybody that wants to come over at 6:30 tomorrow night is welcome to come in. For the folks that can't make it into the Hawaii Theater tomorrow evening, we're actually doing something else new this year, and that we're going to be streaming the concert live. So,
I'll look for that. Thanks a lot, Brian. That's Chief Warrant Officer 3, Brian Sherlock. He's the conductor for the 32nd Annual Combined Military Band Concert. And as he said, that's tomorrow at the Hawaii Theater, downtown Honolulu. Free and open to the public. Seating begins at 6:15. Concert begins at 7 p.m.